Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. In our message this Tuesday, Bishop Dag will enlighten you on the types of people who have the presence of God and how you too can enjoy His precious Holy Spirit. Today you'll learn why it is so important to also be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and how you can stay in the presence of God in order to preach about Him with confidence. Today's message will also teach you why living in sin and having any element of crookedness in your Christian walk will prevent you from flourishing in the presence of God. After listening to today's message, you are coming out of any darkness and obscurity and into God's light and presence.
Talking all the time, sharing the day together. Do you know I really like calling you?
Calling you.
And I like calling and talking.
I like calling you.
My beloved, I like calling.
I will be calling you.
And I like it when you call me.
We will be calling ourselves.
When I call, I feel good, makes me happy.
I will be calling you.
Whether for a long time or a short time.
We will be calling ourselves.
Oh, beloved.
Oh, beloved.
On you. whether for a long time or a short time, I'll be calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling you. I'll be calling and calling you, yeah. I'll be calling and calling.
Hallelujah. It's difficult to be in this church without a beloved or a beloved wife or a beloved husband. Amen. And it's time for the word of God. It's time to be revived. And the Lord is ready to speak to us. Are we ready to hear from him? Today is a special day. There's something in the air. And the prophet already spoke and said he sends something special about today, and I believe it, and I believe God is blessing us powerfully in this atmosphere, and the presence of God is here. Are you ready to hear from your prophet? Are you ready to hear from your pastor? Are you tired of hearing from your pastor? Say, God forbid. Say, God forbid. And I believe today is going to be another exciting time in God's presence. This morning we heard about favor and inheritance. How many of you are walking in favor? Wow. How many of you are walking in the order of surprise? The surprise order of favor and the surprise order of inheritance. It's coming to you now in Jesus' name. And then we heard about the presence of God. My favorite point today was my goodness. And prophet was saying, as we come closer to God, we experience the good things about God and the nice things about God. And you are experiencing the nice things about God in Jesus' name. Anyone who says God is not nice is because you are not walking in his presence. Amen. And I don't know what we are going to hear tonight, but I already feel blessed and I already feel expectant for what God is going to say. Are you expectant for what God is going to say? And I know your life will never be the same again. Sunday evening services are powerful. And if you're excited for the word of God, put your hands together with open hearts. I can't hear your hand clap. And let's welcome our prophet, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Amen. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have in you always. Thank you for your great blessing, your presence. We are grateful, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight is a short Bible lesson. And Acts chapter 4, I'm on the presence of God. Who has the presence of God? Who has the presence of God? Amen. Acts chapter 4. Now, and they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men which heard was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and scribes and elders and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power and by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man, hallelujah, stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That was the presence of Jesus. All right. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard." Hallelujah. So when they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went unto their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. Amen. Amen. Well, I just decided to read a bit more because it was interesting. But really, we are sharing about the presence of God. And you will notice in chapter 8 of my book about the anointing and the presence, who has the presence of God? Who has? Now, number one, those who preach about Jesus and those who preach salvation have the presence of God. Now, notice Acts 4, verse 12, we read it. Neither is there salvation in any other. For the, this is the preaching of, they were talking. This is what their message. Yes. You see, when you are with Jesus and you're in the presence of God, these will be your topics. Everybody's reading from the Bible. You know that? Yes. Today, people preach about success, self-achievement, prosperity, economics, marketplace, all kinds of things. Sometimes mysterious English words that can only be found in Encyclopedia Britannica. these are the topics that I preach about. Yes, and there are verses for everything. All right? But right here in the Bible, we see Peter and John. This is their topic. They said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Then verse 13 says, now when they saw the boldness, do you see? Boldness to speak about Jesus in this way and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with God, with Jesus, in the presence of Jesus. So, being bold to preach about Jesus, right, is one of the great signs of the presence of God in your life. Who has the presence of God? It will not take you more than 5 minutes of listening to preaching when you are sensitive to the presence of God to notice the absence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about Bible verses. Everybody uses the Bible for many things. There are many reggae songs which have Bible verses. Yes. There are many Rastafarian songs which have Bible verses. They have verses from Psalms, verses from different places. Using the Bible and quoting the Bible doesn't mean the presence of God is there, per se. All right? Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. People even do witchcraft and things using the Bible. They take a Bible and this and that, and they mix things and they do things. So don't deceive yourself, all right? Remember that the church, do you see, has one aim, to talk about Jesus. You know, your life is going to be over before you recognize what's going on. And you'll be fresh and gradually wither before you realize what is happening. You'll be finishing. You'll not even recognize your classmates when you see them. You say, who are you? You say, my name is Padabumbu, the nickname from school. I don't want to mention any nickname that I know, but all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, remember that the presence of God is something, you know, when you come from somewhere, you start talking about where you've been. Is it not true? Yeah. So I was in Malaysia. You know, in Malaysia, there's this. And I was this man of God, and he said this and that. You end up talking about who you have been with. Yeah. True. Since you've been more spending time with Warren Buffett and spending more time with Zuckerberg and more time with politicians and what have you, when you start speaking, about those kind of things because that's what you are. Amen. You know, one day I told somebody to get me some preaching by a man of God. Now, the man of God that I asked, I'm not going to mention his name. The man of God, I know him. So I asked the person to go and get me the preaching of this man of God. Now, this man of God has a simple name. So the person downloaded the preaching for me. All right? And then I went and I started listening to it. Now, as I was lying down and I was just listening to the preaching, I said, this is not a preaching of this man. It was a name. The name was the same name. But I said, no, this is not this person. The feeling is different. Yes. I just felt that the preaching was, everything was different. It was nice preaching, and there were scriptures, a lot of scriptures. But it was different. So at the point I said, no, I'm not wrong. This is not this person. So I didn't even find out, but I just know this is a different person. Maybe they have the same name. But later on, as I was reflecting, I realized that not only is the feeling different, but the topic was also different. You see, because this other person, he's always talking about Jesus. He's talking about eternity and salvation all the time. And how you're going to meet God and you have to be ready. And about Jesus, the only one who can save you, and you have to give your life to him. But this other one was giving a lot of good teaching. Don't misunderstand me. Good Christianity, but I couldn't revive. I couldn't revive. I mean, I started to have joint pains. Yes. Look, ladies and gentlemen, what you talk about also reveals where you've been. It's true. You may not want to accept it, but it's real. And the reality is that many of us who are preaching don't carry a certain presence. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Yes. So I'm just saying this because many of us ministers and people who are trying to do the work of God, you need to be sensitive. The Holy Spirit is like a dove. And the Spirit like a dove. He's like a dove. He flies away. There are many things that he doesn't like. Doves don't like a whole lot. I have a book called Flow in the Anointing or something. Is it called Flow in the Anointing? Is that the name of it? Yeah, Flow. All those things. I should preach about that also. Yes, Flowing in the Anointing. He doesn't like a whole lot of things. I can't even imagine him pouring his anointing on economics. Yes. I always remember one of my pastors. He said he had a vision and he saw a hand. He was kneeling down and there was a hand holding a cup. And the cup was about to pour oil on his head in the vision. And then suddenly a voice shouted, "Doctor!" Then the hand stopped. It's like, not a pastor, it's a doctor, so don't anoint him. Yes. You see, God doesn't anoint physiology. The preaching of physiology or the preaching of pathology. Or the preaching of psychiatry. Yeah. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Try to believe. They just spoke about Jesus in Acts 4:12. It's one of the beautiful verses in the whole Bible. So there is no salvation in any other. Eh? There is no salvation in any other. Neither is there any name, other name given under heaven among men, whereby we must be saved. And immediately they could feel the presence of God. Yes. And they knew that these people have been with Jesus. Yes. I'll speak to anybody who's your preacher. Preach Jesus. Amen. Preach God. Amen. Preach eternity. God will be with you. Amen. His presence will go with you. Amen. Yeah. It's a sign that you've been with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Preach Jesus. You never finish preaching about Jesus. You never finish preaching about Jesus. Now, when they wanted to now choose a replacement for Judas, do you see? Judas was dead. Judas was dead. I don't think any of them went for his funeral. Yes, Judas had died. Now, you learn about judgment by studying Jesus. You learn everything from following Jesus. An eye for an eye. You ended the life of Jesus. Your life is ended too.
Wow.
You ended the life of Jesus abruptly. A stripe for a stripe. Don't forget. You ended the ministry of Jesus. He was preaching. He was sailing smoothly and comfortably till Judas came in. And you brought his ministry to an abrupt end. Your ministry is also brought to an abrupt end. A stripe for a stripe. A burning for a burning. A tooth for a tooth. Yes. If you look through the Bible, you see the different judgments. And you see these principles are real. Yeah. It never varies. Never. Yeah. Now Judas was gone from the scene. All right? And he said, we need to replace with the right anointed person. So they said in Acts chapter 1, let us of these men which have companied with us. You see, we need somebody who is with Jesus. We want an apostle. We want somebody who is worthy of such a high rank. And what is the qualification? Someone who has companied with us, someone who has experienced the presence for a long time. All the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out, and in and out, and he's with you, he's in, he's out, he's in, with out. That's why in the ministry, it's not by certificate. That's why in the ministry, there's a lot about hanging around, being around, being there, experiencing the flows. Ministry is a little like medicine. You will never learn medicine from just a book. I mean, somebody can tell you how to examine something, and somebody can tell you what to do for certain things. You feel this, you feel that. But there is the difference between when you've actually seen it. You can read a theory, but you need to see and you need to feel certain things. So wherefore of these men which have companied with us. So that is why those who choose to stay far, they don't experience much. Yes. That's true. You find those who have a great place, a great value of being around. Those who have companied with us. They've been in our company. They've been with us. Being around and being with us has a great value when it comes to ministry. When it comes to ministry, being around has its place. Cannot be replaced by a teaching. Yeah. Hardly has anybody that I have sent down well who has not been around. Yeah. That's why many times I like to be around with the people. Yes. I'm always trying to meet with people. Hardly has anybody done well. And as they are out there, they remember the times that we have been together. Yes. Let's choose somebody who has experienced what it's like, the presence and the company, and the presence and the company. What is the difference? He said, I'll show you my presence. And he told Moses, my goodness, my graciousness. Many things you see in the presence you don't see in the teaching. Oh, yes. Anybody who is married will find out there's a whole different sort of things that you experience when you're married. You experience the person's presence and what it means. That's where you see if it's good. That's why the Bible says a virtuous woman, she does him good. And by the way, the virtuous woman, almost 90% of all the things a virtuous woman does are done in private. She gets her loin with strength. She rises up early. It is only the house people who see. It's not a public part. Virtue, everything that is virtue is private usually. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is how to show wake up her hair, do this for everybody to be praising you and so on. This is all rubbish. Look at the virtuous woman in the Bible. Look at the virtuous woman in the Bible. Everything is hidden. All the things she's doing, she does it, wakes up early. Who will see that you wake up early? Come on, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Who sees you waking up early or waking up late? Yes, giving meat to the household. Is it not the household people? So the people in the private, they are the ones who experience whether they are virtues. They are the ones who can say they are virtues. Yes. That's why when Moses said, show me your presence. He said, okay, I'll show you my presence. I'll let my goodness pass, my graciousness, my mercies will pass. But then you see, those are the things you see in the presence of a person. That's where you see whether the person is merciful, whether the person is loving. It is when you go to a house that you see that a madam is wicked. So recently, I saw a certain sweet lady here. I know her from afar because I see her very sweetly now. And somebody said that this woman, no house help can stay there. Yes, then I realized that apparently looking sweet is a very wicked madam. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm talking about virtues. Virtues. Virtues are seen indoors. He said, no house help can stay there. Yes. It is in a present that you see mercy, graciousness. So play on. You have spot my blender. Play on. Let's carry on the day. He broke in my day. Say, let's play on. It is in private that you enter the store and you see that a woman who doesn't want to give the corned beef which has expired and the tinapa which has expired and the things that are there, everything is expired because you will never give out. In the presence, you see and you feel all these things. Graciousness. So those who stay in fellowship for long times have the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All right. Now, many, many things lead to the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, those who are prayerful have and experience the presence of God. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost came. And there was some shaking. So they felt certain things because they had prayed. So people that spend time praying experience the presence of God. So that is why you see a person who waits on God, spends time in the presence of God, you can sense something that is a little more than just knowledge. You know, one day I was watching the news, a plane had crashed. A plane had what? Crashed. And it was blinking on the this thing, flight something. I don't know what they write. Arrival, it was just missing. Now they said they are calling counselors. You see, the people had come to meet them. So they were calling counselors to come. So I was thinking about it. They wouldn't even call somebody like me. You see, because, I mean, I'm a pastor. But I'm saying that they need counselors. No, I wasn't at the airport. I'm saying I was watching the news also. And I'm just saying that there are counselors who are not anointed, who are not spiritual, who don't pray. It's a job. It's something that exists. There are jobs to counsel. Psychologists and other types of counselors. Yes. Therapists and what have you. You get what I'm saying? So I'm saying that the things we do as pastors can be done without anointing and without the presence. Yes. So you don't necessarily need, you can do all these things but without the presence of God. You can preach without the presence. You can teach without the presence. You can counsel without the presence. You can do all these things without the presence. Yeah. But a person who rises up and prays in the spirit, you see that now there is a presence in addition to the counseling. Yes. One day, somebody who was grieving, said, listen to him. You know, and I said, what? Because I remember when she was grieving, I didn't know what to say. You know, but you'd be surprised that maybe not even what you said, but even like the Holy Spirit and that presence of God is able to do something. Because the Holy Spirit is called the comforter. Yes. So brothers and sisters, you know, let's not be people that are serving God without a certain presence. Yeah. If prayer causes a certain presence to exist. Yes. Certain presence to exist. You see, the more you spend time praying, the more you are spending time in the presence of God. And since we started the flow prayer meetings, and some of you have had the opportunity to be in flow prayer meetings, you somehow feel more spiritual than you have been before because you are being forced to pray. Within about 30 hours from now, we'll be back. Are you there? Yes. Beautiful. Now, those, number six, those who obey God. By the way, I'm preaching from my book. You can always refer to it if you want to. Number six, those who obey God have the presence of God with them. Amen. Why? John 8 and verse 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. Amen. Amen. So there are a whole lot of us doing all sorts of things. But the Father is not with us. Amen. Amen. Make sure you don't disobey the Lord. Amen. Disobedience to the call of God is the fast track route away from the presence of God. Is that what? Fast track to the presence of God. Yes. Disobedience. Fast track. I want to leave the presence of God. Fast track is here. Don't disobey the call. If you want a fast route, you can leave the presence very fast. Disobey the call of God. Yeah. So when I see people, you know, God has called us. Oh, yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm going. I mean, you are just annoyed. Annoyance can make you leave God's presence. In this life, how many times will you be annoyed? Annoyance. Irritation. Anger. can make you just walk away. Ah. And you don't fear God. You know, one of the things I feel we need to pray about, I don't think we've prayed much for the spirit of the fear of God. I think there must be that fear. Yeah. I mean, to fear losing the presence of God. It seems we don't even care whether he's there or he's not. Oh, what presence? I'm hungry. That was Esau despising the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. The Father has not left me alone. John 8:29. The Father has not left me alone. I feel his presence all the time. Why? For I do always those things that please him. John 8:29. Father has not left me alone. He's always around. He's always around. That's what Jesus was saying. He's always around. He's always with me. When I go here, he's with me. When I go here, he's always with me. Why? For I do always the things that please him. I'm always pleasing him. He's never left me. I'm never presenceless. No. It has not yet happened to be without the presence of God. Yes. For I always do those things that, not what people want, what pleases people, what people like, what somebody wants. Oh, come on. I always do those things that please him. Beautiful. My Father has not left me. My Father has not left me. My Father has not left me. My Father has not left me alone. My Father has not left me alone. For I always do the things that please him. Obedience and pleasing God is your fast track route to ensuring he stays with you all the way of your journey. And he will be with you.
Amen.
I said he will be with you.
Amen.
As you please him. Amen. Are you there or you are leaving?
Amen.
Do you want some more?
Yes.
Why not? We still have some time. Now, those, number seven, those who ask, I'm preaching from anointing and his presence. Chapter what? Chapter 8. And I'm on the last point. It says, those who ask for the presence have the presence of God. Those who ask for it have it. Yeah. Now, who had the presence of God? Moses. He said, Exodus 33, verse 15. He said, this is Moses saying, if your presence does not go with me, carry us not up hence. So, asking for his presence is a sure key to have experiencing his presence. That's why I told you in the 8-point prayer plan for your soul and your life, pray for faith and love, spirit of faith and love. Pray for the spirit of power and wisdom. Pray for the spirit of humility and the spirit of holiness. And pray to increase the anointing and the presence. Amen.
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 And one of the things you must be asking, not just for anointing, increase your presence. What is the presence? Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That's the power that accompanies you. My Father has not left me alone. He's always with me because I do the things that please him. So beginning from today, you must ask God for his presence. Desire his presence. Yes, desire his presence. You know, I send people on missions. I ask people to do things. There are people whom I send, they're not interested in me being involved in what they are doing. They want to keep me out, even, if possible. They have this kind of false respect, fanfool, fake respect. Oh, I didn't want to, so I went to see this person. I want to say, it is all a fake type of respect. Fake respect. But it's a way of staying away. Now, let me tell you something. You know, one of the things, we have two types of people in church. We have the the visible world, and we have the underworld of the church. The underworld of the church are the people who are doing evil but are still in the church. And in order to stay in church for a long time and still do evil, they need to develop deception, darkness, and hiding places. So yeah, they need to be good at acting. And we have a whole lot of people like that. They are in the underworld. You see them. They are, some are pastors, some are this, some are that, whatever. They are fornicators, they are adulterers, they are liars, they are thieves, they are whatever, but they are present. They are present. And to be present with evil, you need to act. And you need to lie. You need to be deceptive. So such people are dangerous people, but they exist in the, what we call the undergrowth of the forest or the underworld of the church. And once you become a liar and you become fake, you are a very dangerous person because you have taken up a satanic trait. You see, the Bible says that you are of your father the devil. For he was a liar, not a fornicator. He was a liar. He was a liar. You see, when the adulterous woman came to Jesus, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Yes. But when he met the Pharisees who were filled with deception, filled with lies and deception and fakeness, everything about them was not real. You get it? Then he told them these terrible things. Yeah. So once you begin to be deceptive and lying, there are pastors, bishops, leaders, whatever. They have this deceptive nature. And they are undercover agents of evil, practicing wicked things within the church. And they need a good cover of deception. And that is when they take up the satanic traits. Yes. And that's where the evil now multiplies. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So you have to be careful. You need to be careful, all right? Otherwise, you will be in the church and you'll be in the underworld of the church, far away from the presence, with fake reasons for also, I wanted whatever, this and that. Such people are those who always just come. So, I wanted to inform you that I've arrived. I wanted to inform you that I'm going here. That's all. And they want to cut you off and keep you in darkness. Many people, you see, who deceive their fathers, they cocoon their father in a hole and they hide most of their lives from the father and put him aside in a box. And they live doing whatever they want to do. Then, when they feel they have something that they can relate to their father, they go and see the father about that thing. The rest of their life is out of their father's range. So they live totally in a dark world, away and out of their father's knowledge. I see it a lot because I'm a father to a lot of people who are even grown-ups. Yeah, I see them and I look at them. I just look and I see right through them like I'm looking at a glass. I say, look at this one. Another deceptive man. Another deceiver. It's coming to say the things he thinks I want to hear. There are people who think that all you want is an offering. So when it's a certain time, we come and give him an offering to keep him. As if I'm a crocodile that I put an envelope in my mouth, then I'll bite it and I'll not say anything again. Yes, I know them. Deceivers. Liars. Yes. Now, I've not mentioned your name. I don't see why you are quiet. You should be clapping and being excited. I don't even know why you are not excited. My powerful message. Yes. Yes. Psalm 140. Surely the upright shall give thanks to thy name. And the upright shall dwell in thy presence. You see, wickedness, evil practitioners, I call them, are far from the presence of God. Yes. You may be quoting scriptures. And by the way, in a ministry like this is like a boat. You may be in the toilet, but you are moving at top speed as the boat is moving. Wow. Because the boat has a toilet. So even when you are in the toilet, it's still carrying you forward. That's why people do all sorts of things and they still seem to be moving forward. You may be in the toilet, you may be frying fish, you may be doing something, you may be going somewhere, but you are moving. Because you are part of a big ship and a part of a ministry. So when you get up after doing all the things you've done, you come and say, I've advanced by so many miles, I'm nearer the coast of whatever. But it's not from your advancement. Remember you were having diarrhea for about 7 hours. Remember you were doing what? Diarrhea for how many hours? 7 hours. Yes, but you were moving. So people are deceived by the fact that the ship is moving. And they are part of the ship. When you are part of a ministry, the day, if you like, step out and see. That's when you see whether you are in the toilet or you are moving or you are traveling. Step out. And that's why most of the people, or most of the people who step out to do certain things, many of them in rebellion, not all, but many of them in rebellion, don't amount to much. Because then they discover that, I was part of a big ship that was moving. So even when I was going to the toilet, I was still traveling at top speed. You see the ship, it goes at top speed. From here to England, it's 7 days. 6 days, 5 days, they are there. They cross the Atlantic at top speed. You see the ship moving, it's at top speed. Yeah, 5 days, 6 days is there. So you'll be sitting on the toilet all the time, it's moving. Think of the hours you spend on the hard that toilet going help you to move forward. You are in a boat. You are part of something that is already moving. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, and the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Wickedness, the underworld of the church, and in the underworld, if you are unlucky and you meet a pastor, whether it's a pastor, bishop, or what have you, reverend, whatever, who is part of that underworld of evil practitioners, the person will abuse you, yes, and keep you under the underworld as well. So you all stay there. They are there. I know them. Of course, I don't know all. But everyone who does not love the Lord, let him be anathema maranatha. Let him be anathema maranatha. Surely the upright shall give thanks unto thy name, and the upright shall dwell in thy presence. The upright shall dwell. No, crookedness doesn't flourish in the presence of God. Crookedness doesn't flourish. Stealing doesn't flourish in the presence of God. Adultery doesn't flourish in the presence of God. Fornication doesn't work. It is not successful in the presence of God. It won't be. It doesn't work. Isaiah 59. No, I'm reading from my book. I shouldn't read it again. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. The Lord's hand is what? Not shortened, that it cannot save. Remember, he says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. That's the first one. He will save. And he says, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But what? Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. Your sins make you far from God. That's why you must be worried about sin, because it will take you far from the presence of God. Oh yes, you may be quoting scriptures, you may be in the word, but the presence of God The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, who is mighty, who will save, who will joy over thee with singing, who will rejoice over thee with love, who will rest in his love. That God, he says, his hand is not shortened. Your sins separate you, and his hand cannot save you. No, you see, I think that there is something about us that we don't realize that, you know, because if you do something wrong, you can go on living for another 40 years. It's as if it doesn't matter. It may seem that it doesn't matter. When you turn off the engine in your car as it's moving, it moves for a long time before it stops. Sometimes it can go very fast for a long time. I remember Benny Hinn spoke about how he was in a plane that the engines went off. Even I read about it in Ethiopian Airlines, the fuel got finished. The hijackers made the pilot fly for a long time towards Mauritius. And they flew and the engines went off. He said the plane, there's the sound in a plane that you always hear. You don't know that it's caused by the engine. When it went off, the whole plane became shh. Everybody was afraid. Everybody started to urinate and poo-poo on themselves in the plane. Because the pilot announced, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to crash because the hijacker. And you can do what you want to do with the hijackers. And they flew, and the pilot managed to guide the plane to land in the water near the land. It was a book. I read the book. It was somebody who survived that plane crash. A lot of people died, but he survived. He described what happened in the plane before they crashed. Yeah. I saw it on television. Myself, I saw that particular crash. And then later, I read that book. The plane will keep on flying for some time, even though the engine is off. Even though the presence is gone, you keep moving. Yes. The presence is gone, but you are moving. You are flying. And that's what you should be afraid of. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. So I'm just saying, because I have seen that there's a whole lot of people. You know, if you are out there in the world and you are doing certain things, it will be open and brazen. But once you maintain your presence in the church, you must descend. You must descend and join what we call the underworld. The underworld of evil practitioners who exist and flow in the church. And they know themselves. They know themselves. Marata sata malukaba. Everyone who does not love the Lord, you know yourselves. 1 Corinthians 1:27. It said, God has chosen the foolish things of the world, the base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Flesh is something that God does not need to be manifesting in his presence. Yes. Many people have lost the presence of God because of sins of the flesh. No flesh should be too much in the house of the Lord. But I tell you, more dangerous is the sin of deception and lying. Yeah, because the Bible says that Satan is not that he is the father. He says, you are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer. There is no truth. That's the method. Satanic traits have entered you because you've become a liar and a deceiver and fake. You are fake. Yeah. Just look at Jesus. You will learn a lot. Fornication is human weakness. Lying is satanic nature. Yeah. It changes and escalates everything. Yeah. It escalates your demonic participation. Yes. Fakeness. And you see Jesus, he couldn't take on the Pharisees. He couldn't stand them. You are liars. You are fake hypocrites, serpents, vipers. He could insult them. The whole of Matthew 20 insulted them. Yes. You know, years ago I heard somebody preach. He said the people that Jesus didn't like at all were Pharisees. They were hypocrites. And you see, hypocrites are an actor. In those days, when hypocrite was used as the word for acting, they would say, the hypocrites are in that room, and the hypocrites haven't come. The hypocrites are rehearsing. The hypocrites are rehearsing for tonight. Yes. Oh, that's a top hypocrite, James Bond. Sean Connery, one of the top hypocrites in the world, has died. Yes. That's how they would speak. You understand? But today, we don't realize that fake, deceptive people are actors. That's all they are. Effortless actors. You'll never be in the underworld. I say you'll never be in the underworld ever again. Come out of darkness. The upright, Psalm 140, verse 13, said, the presence of God is with the upright. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. And the upright, not the crooked, the upright shall dwell, stay, remain in thy presence. Every standing. Father, thank you. Just lift your hands and call on God for a moment. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Oh, marasumbe ringos tarmara la shiboda balakasatare. Thank you for your presence, which is important. So important to us. The fear of God coming into our lives. We exit from the underworld, the world of actors, the world of deceivers, the world of falsehood, the worlds of double-handedness, the world of duality, the world of doubleness, the world of falsehood, narasa paraba, the world where there is an outward kicking and covering, but below is something horrible. Malosa parmalusha amanda riba kesperigo leste. Parigos terbilondo la mamba me kirigis poranane le mashambara mazambore. Mutukulu krikehembere me katabara donze jeberere. Malande rimolikes perilunde le mamashabaranda le baba. Maharagasta maridole maramandole brasandala. Malakasta balandali mamandala. To God be the glory, 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 to God be the glory. Maranilo semendere milode bele di moloshibo le la maranambole di bereketeste. Malendore mandali modebere le lemendele mamandala babandele le bedele. Maramandali mode samanandali bekebere le lemebe. Father, thank you for your blessing and your beautiful presence that goes with us as we serve you. Whatever will cause us to be disconnected from your glorious presence, let it go away from us and grant us the beauty of your holiness and your presence all the day long. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, you want me to pray with you, you want to say, Jesus, come into my life, save me, help me. If you are here like that, wherever you are, just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me, wash me, make me a new person. In the name of Jesus, I pray. If you want to give your life to Jesus, say, Jesus, cleanse me, make me a new person. Forgive me for my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. If you gave your life to Jesus, you pray this prayer. There's a number on the screen. I want you to just take this number. Send us a message. We are going to communicate with you. Your life is changing. Jesus is changing your life forever and ever. Let's pray for healing. Father, thank you for healing concerning this pandemic, the dangers, the threats, and every other plague and curse that is moving around. Every sudden shortness of breath and any sudden attack on anyone, we abort it. We undo it. We quench it. In Jesus' name, we declare long life and healing for all those that love you and are part of this amazing service and family. Thank you for healing. Bless us with uprightness that we may love your presence and dwell in your presence every day. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.